This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we engage maybe 2% of the time in satire. Maybe once a month, twice a month, we do a satire video. We make fun of political correctness, you name it. We always tell you it's satire. It's clearly satire. What MSM does is they take a lot of those and they put them out on channels and say it's real and that we're insane. I'm going to keep doing satire sometimes because it's fun. People like it. I like it. It's gallows humor. We got some really hilarious satire. It's a couple minutes long. At the start of the next segment, I won't be there. And then coming in, Mr. Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. That's been the name of his domain for at least 15 years that I know of. NoMoreFakeNews.com. So he can tell you what the fake news is. But notice Business Insider isn't going to him, but has a site called NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's been an investigative journalist, worked for some of the biggest TV and newspapers out there as an investigator, and is a best-selling author. No, you don't go to him. No. It's mainstream media. It never lies. Facebook is going to use Snopes and other fact-checkers to combat fake news. It says to, quote, bury news that they say is fake. Block it. And it's already what Google Chrome's doing. And they have bots running around saying, I'm making this up, and that's fake news. No one's trying to censor me. Which, again, is a military system where they're doing it, where the tank's ramming into the Waco church, saying this is not an assault, while soldiers shoot the people inside. Under orders from Janet Reno. Or they say Obamacare's free. No, it's not. Shut up, racist. You're fake news. Now, I put this together with Buckley and the Gravis crew yesterday. First off, here's the fake one that they floated out. The Washington Post. Nobody ever says where they get these lists because they don't want to get sued. But it's got InfoWars down here as conservative and as, quote, utter garbage. Totally fake. We are the worst. Next is hyperpartisan conservative, questionable journalistic value. The Blaze and Red State are in that. Crossing over from that to skewed conservative, but still reputable, Fox News. The Hill, all of this. That's why they got a coup at Fox, and I've got inside intel on that I haven't really given you yet. About how Megyn Kelly was paid $6 million to basically say that Ailes went after her, that whole coup. But got the Financial Times. And then over here it says mainstream, minimum partisan bias, and trustworthy. And they say Washington Post, New York Times, NPR, the worst. Sure, they're slick and smooth when they rape your rights, but they are the biggest liars. They're the most trustworthy. Then you've got the left over here, and they hardly list anybody. They put Natural News on the left. I wouldn't call them left. And Occupy Democrats and groups they don't really control over here. So, here's the real one. We're going to retweet out the article that was posted yesterday about this. I forget the exact title of it. Can you guys try to pull it up? I think it's like a graph of, real fake news put out or something like that. And then, look, here it is printed up big. In fact, I'll shoot a special video about this for the Nightly News. And you got tyranny over here and state-run corporate influences, okay, on this side. And so the most corporate, most state-run are CNN, NPR, MSNBC, Media Matters, ABC, Time, New York Times, Politico, all those guys going up to independent. So, I guess you say the Young Turks are a little bit independent. They're funded by the Arabs and Soros. I don't know if that's actually completely accurate. The point is they're not as bad as some of these. So, they're independent, but they're leftist, but not completely. Daily Kos is kind of in the middle. Bloomberg and all the rest of it over here. Newsweek. They're still statist and everything, but they're over here. Vice and stuff's more in the middle. I think that's kind of accurate. I wouldn't say Reuters is. You could probably change this up, but it's not perfect. The Intercept's kind of in the middle. I think that's accurate. Rolling Stone is. They've done some good work, a lot of bad work. LA Times had a little bit fairer polls, not quite a state run. They're still calling for killing Trump. WorldNet Daily's over here with folks, the New American, the Daily Caller, and others like Breitbart as being the most accurate with InfoWars and Prison Planet. That's what we did is kind of reverse their graph. That's why it's not, perfect in my mind. But all this is just a way to illustrate things. We don't claim this is perfect. We don't claim this is the end-all, be-all. We're going to ban sites because it's on this graph and that we're God. This is just our opinion, our view. They're using these lists created by a woman with a cat in an apartment. I don't know why. It's like old people they use. It's like a woman with a cat. But that's the magic proof. I'm not joking. to just say, you're banned, you're off the web, you're bankrupt, you're living in a ditch, your speech is stolen because we're liberal. So coming up, a very special piece. Well, they've got the proof on me, all right.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Activate Comrade Jones, phase 2. Yes. Understand. Да. Все идет по плану. Можете рассчитывать на меня. Да.
This morning, the Washington Post reporting that a secret CIA report found Russia interfered in the U.S. election to help Donald Trump win the White House.
We are at war with Russia.
Greg, Russian cyber spying on the United States is not anything new or anything unknown, but it seems that this takes it to an unprecedented level.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be buried. very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot to Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread. And the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum who are beholden to scum. Russian scum.
You got all that?
Активация программы Альфа Браво Гоблин.
Yes, my
report.
Comrade.
What's your report? Mr. Jones, you've been activated. This is very important. You've done your job so well. The first part of our mission is accomplished. Mr. Trump is in the office soon. We have to build the wall. We have to bring the jobs back. We have to build the economy and family.
Yes, defeat the Americans.
Understood.
Defeat the Americans. Stop the tranny bathrooms. Yes, yes.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Oh, now, let me tell you, some of it is good, some bad. They loved Hillary so beautiful and pure, and we turned them from the beautiful angel to the devil. I'm sorry, I was in America. I learned that Hillary was good.
No, we have to continue to do our mission.
But comrades, he will get angry. They learned that our top agent is Tucker Carlson, the congressman.
Yes.
The congressman on TV, on the Fox News.
It's okay.
Expose us.
You're carrying water for the Kremlin.
I'm not carrying water for the Kremlin. You're a sitting member of Congress on the inside, buddy, and you can't say they hacked.
You're gonna have to move your shoulder to RT Russian television because
you know
this
That's
is perfect.
Just so beneath your office because it's so dumb and you're being duplicitous.
Our programs are moving forward to cut the taxes and to allow the Americans to breathe again, and the program is working to contain the collapse of the United States so it does not fall to globalism. And the report is continuing to not fund radical jihadis and other evils, and the report is continuing to let the families actually raise their children and not give them the vaccines and lower their IQs. We are destroying America as planned. We are doing well, and it's wrong because Hillary is an angel.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
I began to realize that she is an angel and she wants to help me.
No, you've got to be sent for reprogramming.
Hillary. Reprogramming. Russian scum!
Russian scum, that's the story. That is the lead story. And Vladimir Putin is the secret president of the United States. Right? Obviously. I mean, that's where all this is going, right? Trump is just the cutout. Putin is the president of the United States. This is what we're being told, basically. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And Alex mentioned in the last segment that my website, nomorefakenews.com, has been around for 15 years now. So I had a little clue at the beginning because I was already working as a reporter for 19 years when I started the website. And I had already noticed much fake news coming from the mainstream media. That's why I gave the site that name. So now all the chickadees are coming home to roost. For example, let's look at this here. WikiLeaks envoy Craig Murray, former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, told the Daily Mail that he flew to Washington, D.C. to pick up the handoff of the Clinton campaign email leaks in September. And that the source, according to Murray, had legal access to the information, right? Not Russian hacks, None of this was Russian hacks, Murray says. What does that mean? The source had legal access to the information. It means somebody inside the Clinton campaign decided that it would be fun for once to tell the truth. In an overwhelming tonnage of email release, and so they passed along these emails. They leaked it to WikiLeaks, who leaked it again. That's what happened. Not the Russians, not Putin, not any of these people. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that at all. I wrote a piece the other day about the Electoral College people who are demanding a briefing from the CIA. What do they think they're going to get? I mean, even if they had a point, which they don't, what do they think they're going to get? They're going to get a CIA guy who stands up there and says, we have evidence that the Russians hacked the election and gave it to Donald Trump. And then if any of these electors would be so bold as to say, could you show us the evidence? Would you like to present us with the evidence? We can't do that because that could compromise methods and personnel and so forth and so on. But you could trust us because we're eminently believable and we know at the CIA what's what. And we can assure you that the Russians were in this. That's what they would get. That's what members of Congress got. That's all they're getting. They're not getting anything else. So if the CIA and the CIA-connected Washington Post, whose owner, Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, who has a $600 million contract with the CIA to provide cloud computing services, ding, ding, remember that. If these people really think they can convince the American people, which they're not doing, that Russia and particularly Putin just took over the U.S. election and basically handed it to Trump, it stands to reason they would have to come up with something specific, something objective, some evidence. It's called evidence, folks. You know, the factoids that you assemble and you put out there that are visible to everybody, they're not going to compromise anybody. This is not CIA data anyway. This would be, if it existed, NSA data that the CIA is fronting for. So if they've got the proof and the evidence, let's see it. Let us see it. Otherwise, forget about it. Nobody believes you anyway. Here's what you could believe, though. I want to jump in right now with a commercial because it's Christmas and you'll be aced out if you don't go over to InfoWarsLife.com now. 2016 Christmas Super Sale. All the new super products, 33% off. So let's look at these. Let me get the sheet. Living Defense, 30% off. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 33% off. Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. Products for your health. Products whose sales supports InfoWars. It's a win-win. Plus, you get store-wide free shipping. It's Christmas time. Get there before they have no more. Visit InfoWars.com. Take advantage of the InfoWars 2016 super sale before they sell out. Before they sell out. Okay. How about Facebook? Loving Facebook. Bankrolled with CIA connected money at the beginning. I wrote about this a number of times way back when. They don't talk about this in the film Social Network, of course. You should look at the stock price of Facebook sometime. Not today, not last week. Click on maximum. That gives you the total stock price from the beginning when the IPO came in and they went public. I predicted at the very beginning that what was going to happen was it would go down and discourage the people who had invested. Oh, my God, what's happening? What's happening? And it would stay there and stay there and stay there. And that's what it did. Started in at about 40, went way down, and then went way up. And we will be back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
John Rappaport back sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour here talking about Facebook before the break. So their stock price, after plummeting at the very beginning, when they went public, discouraging all kinds of people who sold, and then the insiders bought up, and then you look at that stock price, wow. It just goes up and up and up. Yep, let's see, about 120, 125 now. Yeah, it's doing quite well, quite well. If we look at the max, you'll see if you go to click on max, yeah, that's the one. I'm looking at the screen now. If you're watching, you see it started off just a little bit when they released it under 50, went down, stayed down, stayed down, stayed down through most of 2013. Then comes the march, the upward march. Boy, making a lot of money, some of the insiders. So they're now going to use Snopes. That's right. Snopes, a guy and his wife in the kitchen or in the bathroom or on the back porch, I don't know, to decide what's fake news. And then they're going to bury it. They're going to bury it down in their news feed because Facebook now is a big news operation. Yeah. Or they're going to eliminate it entirely. And they will have little algorithms and little robots running around and little whatever, you know, and decide if we don't like it, it's fake news. If we think it's against the establishment, it's fake news. If it criticizes the globalists, it's fake news. If it talks about freedom of the individual, oh, liberty, you know, very dangerous stuff about America being a nation, much less a sovereign nation. Oh, that's bad news. That's got to be fake. That's worse than fake. Let's bury it way down. Let's eliminate it all. That's what Facebook is going for. That's what they're doing. And they're being prompted to do it by major media. I mean, like the Washington Post, New York Times, CBS, NBC, those people. They're appealing to the social media like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and so forth, Instagram. Why? Because social media are getting titanic numbers of hits and views, way more than major media. They're running the show now. So major media is crawling up to them on their hands and knees to help us eliminate fake news. We took such a bad hit during the election. We look terrible now, and we're suffering and in great pain, and we're shocked and embarrassed and humiliated. Wolf Blitzer almost swallowed his tongue on national television when he had to announce that Trump was the winner. It was tragic. It was desperate and tragic. Help us out. Help us bury fake news, wherever it may be. And it all, do you think anything like this would have happened if Hillary Clinton had been anointed president? Of course not. There would have been no fake news. What fake news? We don't care about fake news. The waters are calm and placid now, say the major media, because our Lady of the Lake has won the presidency, and all is well, and all is smooth and peaceful, and the world is safe again from this monster and his Russian boss who attempted to steal it all. And everything is fine, everything is calm. But that didn't happen. Oh, oops. That's not what happened. A horrible thing instead happened. Major media were caught with their pants down, and it was not a pretty sight. It was shocking. Shocking, I say. And therefore, they had to blame somebody. So they blamed everybody that isn't them. That's basically what they're doing. If you're not us, or with us all the way, then you're the bad guys. And we're going to bury you, because you were the fake news people. Well, I can tell you, and I keep saying this, because I've been in the biz since 1982, the fake news is coming from the major media. It has always come from the major media. They invented fake news. It was present going back all the way into the dawn of human history. From the first time, the first leader said, I think we need eunuchs, boys. That's who we need, is eunuchs. These will be the trusted people, the castrati. no desires of their own. They serve me, the esteemed august leader. They will spread my news to the people. Of course, it'll all be fake, but it's mine, so therefore it's not fake, if you catch my drift, my logic. And from then on, all the way up until now,
we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fortunę tamto pokorę racji, racji posłoczelis. Fortunę amiki, pokorę racji, racji posłoczelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour before the break. I was basically heading up to the very simple equation. Mainstream news equals fake news. That's the story in a nutshell. That's what they're trying to avoid. That everybody is going to discover that. Everybody is going to figure it out. We're well on the way. We are replacing mainstream news. They are in the twilight. That's their twilight saga fading away as independent news takes center stage. That is what's happening. So they're trying to avoid that any way they can. I've seen them do this before, not with the concentrated force they're attempting to use now, but they're going to fail. They're already failing. It's ridiculous. It's a joke. Putin won the election. It was Putin. The CIA says so. Well, we all know the CIA can be trusted. I mean, we've always trusted them. Isn't that what the left has been saying forever, that you can trust the CIA? No? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, going back to the 1950s and 60s and all the way up until the election, it was the political left that was saying the CIA are nothing but a bunch of liars and criminals that can never be trusted. Oh, yes, that's right. But then all of a sudden, after they lost the election and were so, so depressed by it, they suddenly said, we can believe the CIA. Everybody can believe the CIA when they say something as outrageous as, well, Putin hacked the election. Yeah, sure. We know that. Yeah. Yeah. Russian, Putin, Trump, they're all in bed together. Yeah, we understand that. Sure, of course. We've got the evidence. We can't show it to you because, oh, you know, super secret. But trust us, we know. And all of a sudden, the left, are holding up the CIA as an example of American purity. Yes, indeedy do. Yes, indeedy do. I love it. Okay. Don't forget, at InfoWarsLife.com, new brain force, 33% off. 20% more capsules per bottle. New supercharger ingredient, black pepper extract, higher concentration of key ingredients, same low price as original Brain Force. You buy the product, you use the product, it helps you, you help InfoWars. That's called win-win. InfoWarsLife.com, Brain Force Plus, 33% off during the Christmas sale while supplies last. Go do it. All right, so I want to give you an exclusive here now. Sacrificing children to the state of California. This may take up the rest of the hour, and believe me, you're going to want to hear about it because I've got some information here that you haven't gotten anywhere else. We're talking about a Senate bill, SB 18, and it's in progress. This is not just about California. This is about the world. California is the laboratory where it's happening. This is a bill that's introduced to basically replace parenting with the state, sacrificing children to the state. A bill introduced by the notorious Richard Pan, who is behind SB 277, mandatory vaccinations for school children in California. So I want to just give you a little bit of the flavor of this SB 18. I'm not going to put you to sleep with this because I could easily do it. I call it swamp gas. All children, regardless of gender, class, race, ethnicity, national origin, culture, religion, immigration, status, regardless sexual orientation or ability, have inherent rights that entitle them to protection, special care, and assistance, including but not limited to the following: the right to parents, guardians, or caregivers who act in their best interests, form healthy attachments with adults responsible for their care, safe and healthy environment, social and emotional well-being. Wow, you're waving a wand. This is all just going to happen, right? Attain optimal cognitive, physical, and social development, and so on and so forth, quality health care. Now, notice there are no definitions in this bill of any of this stuff. It's all swamp gas. But later, if this bill passes, and please understand this, because this is how government works. They have regulatory agencies, you know, like the CDC and the FDA and all of these, and each state has their own agencies. They fill in the blanks. They put in the specifics after the law is passed and signed. So this could mean in California that kids will be forced to take psychiatric drugs, whether they want to or not, whether their parents want them to or not. or you have to eat a certain kind of diet, or you can't go to McDonald's even if you want to. Wow. Who knows? Because the state is taking over. It's their job now, according to this bill, to completely supersede parents in guaranteeing all of these things to children. Any children, as long as they're in California, doesn't matter who they are, where they came from, how they got there, whether they're legal, illegal, regardless, rich, poor, everybody's got this. How about child protective services? How are they going to define this new law with their regulations? Well, we can show up anytime we want to at the house, and if we don't like what we see, we just take the kids and we put them in foster care. It's pretty simple. Yeah, we'll take 1,000 pages to spell out all the regulations, but that's what it'll come down to. And it'll be enshrined in law. That's where they're going with this. And if you don't understand it, you'd better wake up. This isn't just like some of the anti-vaccine people in California, whom I salute. This isn't just about vaccines, this New Deal, SB 18. This is about everything. Education, religion, no religion, health care, medical care, the right to succeed, whatever that means. Parental guidance or guardian guidance by the state. It's about everything that pertains to the upbringing of a child in the state of California, and the state will be in charge of that. Okay? You don't believe me? You better wake up. Now, here's the deal. Where is this coming from? Because in the bill, I don't want to burden you with too much detail, but stay with me here. In the bill, there is a group mentioned called the Peninsula Partnership Leader Council. Who are they? Who's heard of them before? And the reason they're in there, because that council has actually written already a Children's Bill of Rights. And SB 18 is saying, yes, we like that Bill of Rights, and everything in the bill is framed around that Bill of Rights. Okay, so as a reporter, I ask the simple question, and so should you, who is the Peninsula Partnership Leadership Council? And I will tell you, it's organized within, and get this, the San Mateo County Office of Education. One piddling little California County Education Department. Where are they coming from? The Peninsula Partnership Leadership Council, I'm continuing here, is composed of that, the County Superintendent of Schools, who cares, the County Board of Supervisors, who cares, and the Silicon Valley Community Foundation. Bingo, bango, bongo, bongo, hello, hello. The Silicon Valley Community Foundation, sponsoring the Children's Bill of Rights, just happens to have assets of $7.3 billion. Hello. More than some nations. It runs 1,800 philanthropic funds. And here, for your amusement and entertainment and education, are some of the corporate partners of the Silicon Valley Community Foundation. Alexa Pharmaceuticals, Microsoft, PepsiCo Foundation, Cisco, Hewlett-Packard, Bell, Symantec, Unilever, etc., etc. Big-time, high-tech, pharmaceutical corporations. Understand? Now, they're in it, obviously, to figure out how they can make enormous profits. But this goes way beyond that. This goes up into the upper reaches of what we could call the technocracy. Because these folks in the government, in the corporations, have a plan. And their plan is to run society every step of the way by planning it, by engineering it, by saying, you and you and you and everybody individually, we set your energy quotas, how much energy you can consume. We decide eventually what your talents are, because you see, we want to fit you into the happiest place you can occupy in society. We are the engineers. Hello. We are the technocrats. We are beyond politics and politicians and parties. We are the upper reaches of globalism. We are planning the world. And our first step is to plan the lives from cradle to grave of the children. That's why we support the Children's Bill of Rights. And that's why we want to put the state in charge of their education, their medical care, their upbringing, who controls them, who parents them, the whole works. We want to put them into our system because we understand that the world is a system. We are the engineers, and we lay it all out. That's what technocracy means. This is science, the triumph of science. This is what's happening, folks. This is what's happening with SB 18. This is what's happening in the state of California. This is what's happening with Agenda 21 of the United Nations. This is what's happening with the smart grid. This is what's happening with, quote, sustainable development. If you want to see and read the book on this, Technocracy Rising, Patrick Wood. Read it yesterday. I don't often make recommendations. I'm into my second reading of the book. It lays it out, the history, the works, Technocracy Rising, Pat Wood. So this is what's behind the entire operation of this new bill that was introduced out of the blue in the legislature of the state of California. It's the technocrats of Silicon Valley, in this case, the Silicon Valley Community Foundation, blithely saying, well, what's the problem? We're just trying to engineer the best society for everybody. Well, it's true, we didn't consult you, the people. We didn't ask you whether you wanted this. Nothing is really set for you to vote on. We're just taking control because we know what's good for you, because we're the scientists, don't you understand? We're the engineers. That's all that's important. We make the blueprint of society. And part of the blueprint is deciding who has water, who doesn't, who eats, who doesn't, how much energy you are permitted to consume, when you go over your limit, and what the penalties are. It's a completely enveloping system. That is what technocracy is. And that is the next stage of human evolution. That's what these guys are saying. They're very open about it. It's not hidden. They take it as a matter of fact reality every day of their lives. But you don't. And I don't. And the purveyors of independent news don't. Fake news mainstream does. They're all behind this. They love it. They're terrified that somehow Trump may go against their plan. That's why they have to do away with him one way or another. But this is what's actually going on. Technocracy and the takeover. And that is what's happening with SB 18. And if you live in California, understand that. Understand what's really behind this. Sacrificing children to the state of California. And that's how they're being sacrificed. We don't like your parents. We don't think they're doing a good job. We're going to take the kid away. We don't even have to tell you why. We just know there's trouble. Maybe we think you're a troublemaker, so we take your kids away. So now you learn. Eyes straight ahead, keep your mouth shut if you want to keep your kids. Yes, it could get to that, sure. Right. We want to vaccinate your kid with 20, 30, 50 vaccines. We'll do it because it's under proper medical care, good medical care in SB 18. That's the standard of science that we, the technocrats, support. Therefore, it's going to happen. Psychiatric examinations and screening and drugs, of course. From the age of 2, your child might be given an antidepressant because our doctors perceive scientifically now that he or she at age 2 is suffering from clinical depression. Oh, it's true. We have no laboratory test to diagnose clinical depression. It's a giant scam. You can look it up in the Bible of psychiatry and you won't find a defining laboratory test for clinical depression. But so what? It's our science. We control the science. And we say that if we want to, we can diagnose your child at the age of 2 or 3 or 4 through screening with depression. And we can prescribe drugs that will, in fact, increase the possibility of your child becoming completely unhinged, violent, suicidal, and so on and so forth. An unfortunate adverse effect. That's where we're heading. We decide that GMO food laced with Roundup and other pesticides is for your child, and that's what your child will get. And we will be back after the break.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial-raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Fourth hour, John Rappaport. No more fake. Mike News sitting in for Alex. So, just before the break, I was saying, well, look, if the technocrats in California or anywhere, but we're talking about California, decide, look, your kids need GMO food laced with pesticides, this is the best food on the planet, then that will be the meaning of good upbringing. And if you, the parent, decides to get up on your hind legs and get, you know, tough about this, then you're a criminal. Because if SB 18 passes this bill, they can define good, bad, indifferent parenting any way they want to. They can say whatever they want. You're eating a vegan diet. You think that's a good idea? It's not a good idea. State of California says malnutrition will result. You're eating a paleo diet. You're eating a macrobiotic diet. You're eating this, that, the other thing. Oh, well, eventually the state will get around to saying, look, this is a sign of bad parenting. Or they could say, on the other side, talking to you obese folks now, no more burgers at McDonald's. No more hot dogs. No more sodas. No more junk food. Outlawed. Because SB 18 passed. The state is now the arbiter of what your kids should have and shouldn't have. And we say, no more of that. No more junk food. You have no choice. We don't care what you think. You have an organic garden in your backyard? We don't like that. That's a bad sign. That indicates that you're probably one of these, what would you call them, outliers? Probably have some strange political views, dissident ideas. We know we are the state of California. We are the technocrats. We know that regular food grown with pesticides is the same as organic food. Of course. Therefore, if you have this crazy idea in your head about organic food, you're dangerous. You shouldn't be in control of your kids' lives. You're bringing them up with the wrong ideas. We, the state, decide what the right ideas are. That's what's happening in this bill. And that's why this Silicon Valley Community Foundation with $7 billion is sitting behind it. They're not just playing around and having fun. They're serious, you see. And they wouldn't be serious about some empty, ridiculous bill that just says every child should have a good life if they didn't intend, as time passes, to define what that means, good life. Good education, medical care, this, that, the other thing, until they have an iron grip upon you, until they've laid out the entire blueprint. That's what they're after. They don't just say, oh, well, let's back this Children's Bill of Human Rights. No, they have an agenda, and this is the agenda, what I'm telling you. Technocracy, that is the agenda. That's where it is all going. Step by step. You happen to raise your kid with ideas about the Constitution, Declaration of Independence. Well, you could be in serious trouble if your kid starts quoting those documents at school. We'll see you later. John Rappaport for InfoWars.com.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.